Grace and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Entitled the sermon today, Perseverance Under Trial, comes right out of the James 1 passage, the 12th verse. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Perseverance under trial. Another word for trial might be test. In our Old Testament reading from Genesis, it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham. And you heard the story once again today, and it's one of the most memorable events of the Old Testament, no matter who hears it. When Abraham is asked to sacrifice his one and only son, that would certainly be a test. We see how it turned out, and we see what God was doing there, but that's pretty scary test, isn't it? How many of us would have done well on that test? Abraham passed it, though, and the real test was, did he believe and trust in God more than he loved his son? Some of you probably like to kill your kids, but usually not. What a tough test. And can you imagine as they're walking together, he and Isaac get this, you know, ask that question. You know, I see the fire and the wood are here, Dad. Where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? Can only imagine how difficult it was for Abraham to answer, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. Hebrews chapter 11 comments on this, and he tells us that Abraham believed God. Abraham believed to the point that even if he had had to go through and slay his son, which he was willing to do, he was prepared to do that, he trusted that God could raise him up again. He trusted in the resurrection, trusted in the power of God. He trusted God's word that through Isaac, all the other blessings that God had promised to him would come. The possession of the land, the descendants in the millions and millions, like the stars and the seashore, and that through his line, the promised Messiah would come and bless all the nations of the world. He believed it more than what was going on in front of him. And that's, we're also told, that's why God considered him a righteous man. Because he believed God's word. That would be quite a test. Now, we have something else that's in here that I found, noticed. What's the difference between a test or trial and a temptation? I never really noticed the difference that's explained in here before. When we persevere under trial or under test, God blesses us and strengthens us. But James says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. All right? So there's a trial and then there's temptation. Trials and tests can come from God in our Wednesday evening sermons, we're talking about the book of Job and lessons from persevering under suffering, like Job went through, probably the greatest of anyone we know about in Scripture as far as being tested in under suffering. And God caused that, or at least permitted it, gave permission for Satan to do all that. It was a test. It was indeed a trial. But notice it wasn't a temptation. That's how you can tell the difference. Temptation is our own flesh or Satan or the world wanting us to do something evil that is against God's will, that is contrary to what God would have us do clearly in Scripture. A test is a choice between ourselves and something we want and our love for God. That's how you can tell the difference. It'll never be evil, but it may be very hard. God disciplines those whom He loves. Discipline always looks forward. Discipline always prepares us to be stronger for the things that come next. Test, trial, discipline, those can all come. Now, again, you might think that it needs to be something like Job, or it needs to be something like what happened to Abraham here. And as I prepared this, I tried to look into that, and I tried to see what God would say. And indeed, we do have some trials and tests that are similar. Maybe you feel that Bill and Donna Bonitz are undergoing such a thing right now. In the midst of their own health issues, probably their son died in Alabama. I don't know if they'll be able to attend viewing or the service. I don't know what kind of arrangements could be made. But that could certainly be a test and a trial. But what else I saw in here is perhaps a trial, a test that all of us have, are, and will undergo. And I think it's just as important, in fact, it is as important as any of these very obvious to others things. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. And I noticed there are two verses in the readings, one from the epistle, one from the gospel, that give me a clue to what the trial we will all face, or have faced, continue to face, is. I submit to you that verse 18 of James says, God chose to give us birth through the word of truth, through the word of truth. And Jesus in the gospel went around and preached after his big trial and test in the wilderness. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Repent and believe the good news. Now, James, we get a little uncomfortable with the book of James sometimes, because it's got a lot of, you know, if you aren't living the faith, do you really have the faith? If you aren't feeding the hungry and clothing the poor and being kind and showing in your actions, are you really believing? It's a fair question. Faith, we are saved by faith alone, but faith never comes alone. It also comes with the power and the willingness to do good to others. Right? especially those among our brothers and sisters in the faith. So it's a fair question, but it can read like law sometimes. But here he says, he himself, James, God chose to give us birth to make us his children, not through all the things we do, but through the thing that must come first and be the only thing that lasts, the word of truth. Jesus said, repent and believe the good news. Good news. It's another word for gospel. In fact, it says, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. I thought the gospel word was in there someplace. Could be. Repent and believe the gospel is the same as good news. I submit to you that each of us have, perhaps are, will be tested to remain faithful to God's word, to continue to believe until the day God calls us home that God's word is true, that he does love us despite our failings, despite our sinfulness, despite our weaknesses. We can trust God. We can believe in him. I submit to you that just the day-to-day life experiences can test us over and over again on that. Can we trust God is good? Can we trust that he loves me in the midst of everyday things? Yeah, most of our lives there'll be a big event or maybe more to really test that. But if Satan can't get us there, he'd be happy to get us with just despair on everyday life. We need God's word and his sacraments and his blessings to keep the faith alive. If we allow ourselves to, even as we come to church, quit listening and soaking it up and receiving his gospel and receiving his forgiveness and partaking, or even partaking and not believing what God is doing for us right there, we can build a little wall, a shell. Our hearts can become hardened while we go through the motions. And then eventually perhaps we decide it's hardly worth going through the motions and we quit coming to church. Yeah, we were baptized, we were confirmed. That's over now. I used to do that, but I don't know. Doesn't seem like it's worth it anymore, you might say. That's a trial, that's a test. Especially as we get older, I'm learning, and our faculties aren't what they once were, and we start thinking, gosh, I can't do the things I used to do. I can't enjoy some of the things I used to enjoy. My daughter's house burnt, caught fire. Most of you know this. About 7 months ago, 1st of July. And they've been in a rental house all this time while contractors and insurance people and inspectors are, quote, working on their house. And finally, yesterday, they were able to move back in. Big day, important day. They were so excited. Even the dog was excited, okay? And so, they got some help and they had to move some things. And I went over there, but I can't really carry very much anymore. And I can't climb those steps up and down, carry things upstairs. All those things, I felt pretty useless. Felt pretty useless. It was just in the way. Finally, I left. I went over to the cigar store and sat with the rest of my useless friends. Okay? But that really bothered me. Really bothered me. It can lead to, what's my worth anymore? What am I good for? can't do the things I used to do. We can all face those kinds of tests and trials that, you know, just defeatism or despair can lead to drifting away from God's Word. We're going to learn Wednesday night. I'll give you a preview of the sermon I'm preaching. But in Job's test, one of the things that was important that helped him and that kept him trusting God in the midst of all this was that he continued to worship God. That he continued to come before God and let God be near to him. Many of us are tempted when we get these kind of ideas and feelings and in these moods to just not come to church anymore, to run away from God, to sit at home and wallow in our misery. That's a test. That's a trial. Those are the times when we need God to be closest to us. And this is where he is closest to us. In word, in sacrament, in the fellow consolation of the saints. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Jesus Christ came, lived, suffered, died, so that you and I could be set free from all that this body and the world and Satan try to put on us and take away from us, drag us down with. That's a trial, that's a test. Blessed is the one who perseveres. Hang in there. Keep the faith in the midst of just tiredness, weakness, everyday strain. I submit that that's the most important test there is. Because that promise of God that our sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus is the gospel, is the good news. Repent and believe the good news, Jesus said. James says, God chose to give us birth as his children through the word of truth, which comes in baptism, which comes in proclamation, which comes in reading and devotion, and which comes in speaking with your Christian friends and being supported that way. That's the real trial. Sometimes it's easier to stay faithful under a big event than it is the everyday events of life. They're both important. And the key is to never give up. To never give up God's word and promises. To never give up his love and knowledge of it. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. To God be the glory. Amen.